What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. The news is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Coming up, former Deputy Attorney General backs Yoko's ruling on Roads Ministry case, saying accusers couldn't prove corruption allegations against it.
You make the allegations, you prove it. The accused person does not have to prove his innocence. You have to prove the guilt of the accused person.
We have details as former Power Minister Kwabena Dunko describes the Roads Minister's decision to report the matter to Yoko as an abuse of office.
The same minister had publicly stated that his place was full of thieves.
And corrupt people.
So he's living in an infested area, an area infested with thieves and corrupt people.
Also, 1 million animals targeted for vaccination against anthrax to curb the incessant deaths in the five northern regions.
Anthrax is a deadly disease, but today we stand united in our resolve to confront this threat head on.
And later, Joy News' Erastus Asare Dunko, former Chief Justice and former Speaker of Parliament, among national achievers awarded at the Maiden Distinguished Awards event by the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship last night.
Awards like this tell you that do not give up, tells you that we are the last frontier. We should amplify the voices.
I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Details now. Former Deputy Attorney General Joseph Dindiok Pemka has mounted a defense for the Economic and Organized Crime Office ruling on corruption allegations against the Ministry of Roads and Highways. Yoko cleared the Roads Ministry from any act of corruption, as alleged by Professor Stephen Adai in a matter brought to it by former Roads Minister Kwesi Amokwata. The ruling generated concerns, especially on whether Yoko has the mandate to investigate the matter. Listen to former PIAC Chairman Dr. Steve Montiel.
I'm not too sure now as we speak whether economic crimes also, which may border on corruption, can be investigated by Yoko or not. Let us also not forget that in the name of Yoko is economic, and economic crimes may border largely on procurement related acts of corruption. And so for me, the issue you are investigating, it could be a crime against the state, it could be corruption related, it could be economic sabotage against the state, which I believe should fall within the mandate of Yoko. But once you go the trajectory of organized crime, then it becomes very difficult sometimes to deal with, because
Former Power Minister Dr. Kwabena Donko believes the former Roads Minister had no basis reporting the matter to Yoko in an attempt to vindicate the ministry. He says the minister's action is an abuse of office.
The same minister, had publicly stated that his place was full of thieves.
And corrupt people.
And that when you sack them and bring new ones, meaning he has sacked some of them, brought new ones, and the new ones are worse than those he sacked. So he's living in an infested area, an area infested with thieves and corrupt people. And so when somebody comes to say that somebody from this area takes 1 million cedis before awarding a contract, then you go to report, if you were not a minister, if you had been any other person, will he have gone to Yoko? Will Yoko have taken this up?
Concerns, former Deputy Attorney General Dean Diokpenka says the ministry was cleared because the witnesses could not provide evidence to substantiate the allegation of corruption.
One of the greatest fundamental principles of criminal jurisprudence.
He who alleges.
You must prove, especially in our case, we are not a civil law country. We are an adversarial system. You make the allegations, you prove it. The accused person does not have to prove his innocence. You have to prove the guilt of the accused person. That is why the proof in criminal trial is proved beyond a reasonable doubt. So in the circumstances of this matter, if you talk about it, you must be specific. You make general statements. If you are saying that people pay money to take contracts, you should be able to, when you appear before the panel, that on this date, somebody paid 5 million and he was given this contract. You must be specific.
Away from that, 1 million livestock across five regions in the north have been targeted for vaccination against the anthrax disease. This ambitious project is being spearheaded by USAID in collaboration with the Central Veterinary Laboratory in Pong, Tamale. These organizations are fighting the disease head-on after it caused the loss of several animals and more than 10 human lives last year. Martina Bukri has more the following report.
Last year, Ghana experienced an outbreak of anthrax affecting 6 districts in the Upper East region, whilst a total of over 100 animals died as a result. About 13 human anthrax cases were also detected, including one dead. Speaking at the launch of the campaign in Savilugu, the mission director of the USAID, Kimberly Rosin, urged government and other development partners to sustain the campaign to ensure its success.
These unfortunate and avoidable deaths and infections remind us of the importance of regular vaccine campaigns. And we hope that this year's campaign, along with follow-up each and every year, will substantially reduce the possibility of future outbreaks.
The Deputy Director of Veterinary Service Department, Dr. Benita Anderson, who spoke on behalf of the Chief Veterinary Officer, said anthrax is not only posing a grave risk to animals but also to humans.
Anthrax is a deadly disease that not only poses a grave risk to health of our animals but also threatens the livelihood of our farmers and the safety of our food supply chain. But today, we stand united in our resolve to confront this threat head on.
The Food and Agriculture Organization's representative to Ghana, Benjamin Ejay, expressed worry over the periodic occurrence of the anthrax disease in the country.
In line with our commitment to protecting the health of people and animals and safeguarding families' livelihoods, economy and food security, FAO, together with USAID, is proud to support the Veterinary Services Directorate to launch this vaccination.
And that report by Martina Bugri. My colleague Erastus Asaridonko was among top national achievers honored for their exemplary role in the fight against illegal mining in parts of the country at the Full Gospel Business Distinguished Awards event last night. Elated about the recognition, Erastus assured that it will spur him on in the fight against the canker.
Today in Ghana, every major river or stream is highly poisoned with heavy metals from irresponsible mining. I think it should be an emergency for the whole country, but unfortunately it's not. It's not even getting number one spot with regards to media attention. And so awards like this tell you that do not give up. It tells you that we are the last frontier to amplify the voices. But I'm using this opportunity to invite all media houses
all journalists that this is about our existence. And we should all come on board, join hands, speak about it, talk about it, create platforms for it, and be able to together stop it.
Other award winners included Reverend Father Campbell, former Chief Justice Georgina Theodora Wood, and former Speaker of Parliament, Professor Erin Michael Kay. Well, the award winner is here with me in studio, and I'm glad to have you here, Erastus. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
But let me ask, after destruction for gold, poison for gold, and currently forest under siege, has there been any positive response from authorities in tackling the situation?
Well, it comes in bits and pieces. But currently there is none. I don't even know whether the fight is still on. I've been going around and the response I get is that people have been allowed, to continue to mine. So you see mining in places that you don't even expect, behind buildings, behind dormitories, behind, close to the roadside and all that. It's happening everywhere. And if you look at the nature of our water bodies at the moment, you realize that it's growing from west, from bad to west, and it keeps on going. So currently, I don't even know whether you trust the source of the drinking water that comes to your house.
How can I not trust it? It comes from the Ghana Water Company.
Yeah.
So I assume that they've taken the necessary precautions to ensure that the water I'm consuming is safe.
Well, so let me tell you that per my findings, they are pumping the polluted and poisoned water. I'm saying poisoned because we tested it and found heavy metals at Dabwasi, the intake point.
The refined water that I'm consuming.
Now, the Ghana Water Company should be able to tell us whether their treatment process at the moment lifts heavy metals off. If it doesn't, then you have some level of heavy metals coming to your home at the moment.
That's scary. Well, just recently, business mogul Sam Jonah also highlighted the need not to stay silent. What's the next step in your advocacy against this irresponsible mining?
So if it were to be back then where there were wars and your water source is being poisoned, there will be an emergency.
Exactly.
Currently, it's not even forming a top of the list, our media coverage in Ghana, which is worrying. So I think that the media should get on board, and they should get on board now.
Now.
We need to hip up the interest, get this topic in the public domain once again. We need to get the people to understand the effects on their lives, public health in general. And this is a clarion call.
Yeah.
Let's get it done. We can do it.
Which I totally agree
with
you.
The duty bearers are not doing it, let's force them to do it.
And so are we expecting anything anytime soon from you?
We've not stopped. We've started our community tour. We are taking poison for gold across the country.
Right.
We'll be going to the next location very soon and expect another documentary coming out.
Gargantuan exposure.
Yeah.
On your rounds. Thank you so much, Erastus, and congratulations again. That was Erastus Asaredonko, my colleague from Love News. Now, gospel musician Padmo Abeka has released a soul-stirring song that pays homage to the exceptional women in his life, his mother and wife, titled Enapa. The song is an expression of gratitude and admiration for the tireless efforts and sacrifices made by mothers and women everywhere. That's more on the following report.
Padmo's inspiration for Enapa traces back to his upbringing, where he witnessed firsthand the unwavering dedication of his mother. Reflecting on his childhood, he recalls moments of hardship and sacrifice where his mother's love shone brightly. However, it was the journey of fatherhood that truly deepened Padmo's appreciation for the strength and endurance of women.
When you hear this song, it is an affirmation of our love to you that you are really loved and cherished. Everything that you do, even though you might feel the pain, sometimes we know you feel like giving up and you don't do it. It's an appreciation. We love you. We see all that you do. And I think we've waited too long to show you how much we love you, but I also think it's not way too late. So yes, still we can. We can do it. So let's show our moms the love they deserve. Let's show them every love they deserve.
This is not Padmo's only song. A year ago, he released Tumira. Released just this week, Enapa has already garnered acclaim as a potential anthem for Mother's Day, as Padmo's vocals and lyrics weave beautifully a song of gratitude and reverence, inviting listeners to reflect on the invaluable role of women in society. Yeah.
that note, we end the bulletin this afternoon. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Thanks for your company. Please stay for the rest of our program.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.